steamboats. Coal didn't come into use on the Mississippi for firing boats until the Civil War period and then after. Before that, they used wood. And so they've become real wealthy selling wood to steamboats. It was a landing on the Mississippi River, and it still goes with that name today, Donaldson Point.
Was she a housewife or what?
Yeah, she was a housewife.
And what about her schooling?
She was well educated, but I can't tell you. I don't know where she was, where she received her schooling.
You don't have any idea of the extent of education?
No, I don't. But I've seen her signatures and such as that, and so by that, she was well educated.
I see.
And also her mother was well educated, would have been, because she wrote a big, beautiful signature.
I see. And your wife, where is she from?
She's from Lake County.
From Lake County?
Tiptonville, huh?
And how old is she?
She's 48.
Does she go to the same church as you?
Well, she's a Baptist now, she's a Methodist. So religion has never been a problem with us.
Have you traveled very much, Mr.?
Well, yes, quite a bit.
You've been in most of the southern states?
Southern states and east, but I've never been in the west. Just so happened. Then the north. And northwest territories of Canada and so forth, near the Arctic Circle. Then there have been the Far East, England, France, Germany, Scotland, Ireland.
Now, were these trips made in conjunction with the service or for?
Some were with the service and some were with business.
Some were business?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a member of any social clubs or church groups or anything like
well,
that?
Well, I'm a member of the Methodist Church and American Legion, VFW, and different organizations such as that. But I've never cared too much about organizations. Because, in other words, really and truly, as a whole, they have big plans to do something to wind up doing nothing. So I'd rather be alone where I can do what I want to.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean. I've experienced that myself.
That's true.
What about your wife? Does she belong to any sort
of? No. Okay. She's a member of the Baptist Church.
Could you tell me something about the house that you were raised in? Maybe describe it.
It was just a normal six-room home.
What were the different rooms that you had?
Two bedrooms, dining room, living room, the kitchen, the bathroom, such as that.
Was it frame house?
Frame, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was frame, white frame house.
Mm-hmm. And that was here in Tiptonville?
In Tiptonville. We used, naturally in those days, you had electric lights, but maybe a coal stove to heat the house with, which was the mode for those days, and such as that. That's before we had natural gas or electric heat in those days. So everyone in those days heated with coal.
And how long did you live in that house?
No. 30 years, I guess, more, since I can recall.
Yeah, could you describe the house that you're living in now for me?
Yeah, it's the fire department headquarters.
And the rooms?
One large den, more or less, kitchen, two bedrooms, two baths. Mm-hmm. But to me, I could have been happy in a tent on the banks of Mississippi River, as far as that goes. I'd soon been living outside if I'd been happy.
It's right.
A mansion.
Right.
What I lived in, that was immaterial to me. It had very little bearing on my ways of thinking, life and all that. I never cared for the more fancy things. I liked the most simple things in life.